Colin, I'm sure you're delighted. You were tested in every way today. The girls were tested, but they showed their experience, and above everything else, their will to win, I suppose, ultimately was the reason that they're in an All-Ireland final now next weekend.
Yeah, that's definitely the case, Liam. They sort of came up today, you know, and I just had a feeling there was a performance in them. The last couple of weeks they were a bit tense, but I do, you know, I found they're a bit giddy in the dressing rooms today. It was just that they were ready.
Is that a good sign, Colin?
I think it is, yeah, because I tell you, over the years, if you're playing big practice matches, or no, I'll not say the big practice, but you're playing good practice matches, you go into the dressing room and say, you're switched on at all. They're sort of in that, and then you go into that practice match and you just turn it on. I think that's what happened today. They're just in that good humour, and I think they're ready. And, you know, they were listening to different podcasts and stuff during the week there too, and, you know, there was one podcast. We might as well not turn up at all. So I think there's no better way to test them older girls and doubt them. When you doubt them, yeah, they come out all guns blazing themselves, you know.
Yeah, that's the danger of those podcasts. You can inspire a team. But Stella and myself were just remarking on your fitness levels, Colin.
Yeah, that's like, Liam, this is going on for us the last 12, 13 months. You know, this is 2020. We won the county final in September 2020. We literally did not stop, you know, because we kept going with the expectation of playing this Leinster last January, and we made a decision that we were going to keep going until we were told it was cancelled, and thankfully it was cancelled. We fought and we got back again, but they're going, you know, people beyond a player burnout, but I'm telling you, they're going for the last year and a half strong, and there's no sign of them burning out just yet.
And you're fully justified in your actions in trying to get this 2020 championship played now, and you know it's worked out well for you. It was ridiculous that wasn't played in the first place, but I suppose let's forget about that now. You're in an All-Ireland final next weekend with a couple of dilemmas. You have a wedding and you have a major and a serious exam for two of your players.
Two things, and look, we knew they were coming up on the horizon. Stacey, obviously, the wedding next Friday, but look at
this. I've asked her for a postmortem, but she said no.
This is really fast. She was meant to go, I think, 12 months ago, so I don't think she'll be doing
it again. Yeah, she'll not go
through it again. But look, fortunately, Stacey's a winner. She wants to win. You know, she'll accept whatever comes. Yeah. It's her day.
Katie has a veterinary exam.
Katie, so we'll have to try. I don't know what we're going to do there, but we'll have to look at something, because she's hurling over skin as well.
You know. Brilliant today.
Brilliant. I thought the backs, and you know, you know, really and truly, like you watch, like we watch videos of Shlock Neil during the week. It's actually when you're up close and personal with them, you see they're a fair outfit too, like, you know.
Yeah, they're young and fit.
Young and coming, yeah. And Tina Hannon's at the forward, outstanding. But I thought our girls got the grips fairly well too.
Even you couldn't have dreamed of the start you got, Colin.
No, but I did say to myself, this is not going to be this easy, you know. I knew they were going to come back at some stage, which they did. And you look, and then the start the second half is what we were doing at the start of the first half, but you know, they got a softish enough goal, they got a point, but we weathered out the storm fairly well. I think we didn't panic, that was the big thing.
They hit you like a hurricane at the start of the second half, and there was the danger of being totally swamped. You were a little bit loose, but you got tighter, and you knew you were going to have to carry the ball into that wind. And then Oney came out, and Ursula made themselves available to take the ball when they went up front.
That was the thing. We discussed one or two things really rapidly, maybe 3 or 4 minutes into the second half. You know, we're dropping player back or whatever. But no, we came to the decision that look, we knew the players weren't panic, so we weren't going to panic. And you know, because there was a lot of space up that end of the field too. And we knew if you got one or two balls up there, the likes of Ursula, Oney, maybe Shelley getting onto it made a big difference. So we didn't panic, and the girls settled into their own little rhythm. Then after that, and you know, it was really, I suppose, come up to the last water break, separate points up, was just about maintaining that, really. Just not, we kind of knew if we didn't see the goal, we were going to be, any more goals, we were going to be there.
And Kira was excellent when she went back full back.
That's the good thing, that's the flexibility. Like, there's absolutely nothing saying next week Aiden go back full back and Kira come back centre back, you know.
So it's the opposition, whatever, so it's the opposition in the game.
We have to look at things like the game. We made that change 10 minutes ago with Shelley and Anae, so you could start that way again. We played Una corner forward today, she could be full forward the next day, you know, so we have lots of flexibility. We're delving into the panel as well, you know, we used a couple of the last couple of days, so that's keeping the thing fresh as well. I thought Charles in the start day putting in a serious shift for 45 minutes, so that was a big thing as well.
Yeah, one forward up front that doesn't probably get mentioned the same as Una and Ursula's Louise. I think she's very skillful hurler. She did a lot of hurling today.
Yeah, I think Louise and Katie Gallagher are both along the same mold. Like Katie Gallagher, particularly in the first half as well, she carried a couple of balls and got, won a few frees. Like, she's just, yeah, she's probably that something different that we don't have. Katie Gallagher, you know, that just, you know, every dirty ball she goes, you know, she's going to win it every time. Louise is a very intelligent hurler, a skillful hurler, and able to adapt. I think it's 5 years in a row now Louise has played in the cornerback, centre back, midfield, wing forward and corner forward over the last 5 years. So that's a great panel player to have, you know.
You have a nice venue now in Nolan Park.
Nice venue. I'd imagine it's not getting a whole lot of use the last couple of weeks, so it should be in good old nick enough, I'd say. Fairness Ashbourne, the underdogs game was up here yesterday. It's a little bit cold, but it's a lovely venue too. Yeah. You know, we won't complain about where it is. But yeah, All Ireland normally in Croke Park, but you know, I'll take Nolan Park too.
And Sarsfield's now, maybe you didn't pay too much attention to them yesterday.
No, I didn't. No, it wasn't on anything. If it had been vice versa, maybe that we played yesterday and we won and they were playing today, possibly would have went to look at them. But, you know, there was no point in me worrying with Sarsfield yesterday if we got our own win. I'm delighted, actually, that they're in the final straight with you, because when we fought hard to get this played, it was myself and Topper McGrath, who was over Sarsfield, we must have been talking 10 times a day, and there's no two managers maybe fought harder for them to us. So I'm delighted the two of us will meet next week now.
Yeah, and Arlen Chouan, or two dangerous forwards. Yeah. Already know about.
Yeah, he's. I think he's probably nearly up to close to 1/5 of the team he has on. I'd say, but they have a couple of other inter-county players as well. Say, we'll have to try to do a little bit of homework on him. But you know, as I said, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, maybe it's 95-96% about yourselves, and bring your own energy. And obviously, if we need one or two things to tweak to suit their game, we'll have to do that. But we'll have a small bit of homework to do. But look, we'll worry about ourselves though.
Well, you had to dig deep today, hadn't you, Colin, to win.
Have to be exceptionally deep, but I kind of said it, you know, I kind of said it before the game. We need to bring the three things that we bought the last 3 weeks to the county final, where we got a run on Ratnure. I think that was probably at the start of this game. The second day, where it was a kind of a shootout with Jude's, and the third thing was at Doggness last week in against Thomastown,
finishing strongly.
Yes, and they're just, I mean, we did bring the three of them things today. Yeah. You know, it just happened to be that way. But you know, every game you win in Leinster's and Ireland, you have to, you're going up that next level. So we just have to keep up on it.
2.15 is a decent score, Colin.
Jeez, you know, Liam, I was looking at the score yesterday with Sarsfields. I know maybe it was a different day, wet day, and it was 3-2 at half time, and I honest to God, I had it in my head that maybe 12-13 points could be enough to win today. Yeah, you know, yeah. The conditions where they are, so 2.15 this time of year, and I don't think we got that many frees. I haven't looked at the stats, but
no, most of your score, there's only two came from place balls.
Yeah, so that says a lot, you know, that's a great thing in the team.
Great week ahead of you now, and I suppose sad week as well, you know, losing your president, and it's always sad. And I think the last time you won in All-Ireland, there was a major tragedy in the parish as well, but maybe that in some way inspired the girls today, but it didn't take that to inspire them. But it's still a sad week for you, but I suppose the girls would love to win this, for certainly for Jim and his family.
I definitely would, yeah.
And themselves, of course.
And themselves, but no, yeah, when you look at it there, when you look at it there yesterday, you know, I see all the girls and then GA club lined up, you know, it's proud, and that red and black is flying high, which is great. But very, like, Jimmy done a lot of work from GA, the community itself, and the Camogie, so it's sad to lose one of your great supporters. But you know, I'm not going to start mentioning names, but it's been a very, very tough year in Owlert. We've got a lot of good GA people, you know, so but I know, and I hope the girls realising that by them keep winning and giving our support and look forward every week, it's keeping them going too, you know, because it's been tough out there the last 12 months.
I suppose you're rapping and cotton wool now for the week, will you? Hard to wrap her in anything.
It's hard. Look, Jesus, straight up with Jaleem last Sunday, Monday.
And I say up to the last minute, you never know if she's going to play, do you, to be honest? And that's the poor devil, you know, she's been ravaged with injuries.
Desperate, but like, whatever it is, like last Sunday morning, she was very down on herself too, I have to say. But we actually got her in with Gammy O'Connor during the weekend. I have to give Gammy a bit of praise there now. He had a big time, because she felt really good there today. Probably most effort. It's funny, it's the most freedom I've seen her running with, you know, over the last
she's out to half forward line today.
So I think we'll have to, Gammy, we'll be back with Gammy tomorrow, and I'd say, but look, we just have to manage now at this stage. But she's, you can see yourself, she, you can't just leave her on her own, she's take watching the whole thing. But you know, I think I said it last week about Una, and I said about Ursula, they're just complete little warriors, you know.
Well, congratulations, Colin, to you and the girls. You have a few headaches next week, but it's nice to be in an All-Ireland final, even though, leaving aside the few headaches that you have to contend with.
Well, look, I'd rather have them to worry about, Liam. I'd rather have that to worry about than going out here and beating him. You're done and dusted, and start thinking about the end of January, the next fixture. So I'm delighted to have these headaches, but you know, it's a fantastic place to be, and hopefully we can finish the job up. Still, you know, we've won a county, we've won a Leinster, still one more big job to do. I think we're well capable of it.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks very much, Liam. Thank you.